This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning today. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. More from our correspondent.
From the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival at Tianjin Airport to his journey to the hotel, the atmosphere was charged with warmth and excitement. People appeared overjoyed to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. Chinese women artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented a soulful Bande Mataram song on sitar, santoor and tabla. In addition, Chinese dancers performed graceful and well-coordinated recitals of Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak, leaving the audience mesmerized. The rich colors of Indian culture on display made the Prime Minister's welcome truly unforgettable. During the two-day summit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in deliberations on critical issues including regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and cooperation among member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, the Prime Minister concluded his two-day visit to Japan after attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. Mr. Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo. The Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said, India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on India's energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if the economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up.
7.8% was the rate of growth of GDP in the last quarter. Aur uske pehle wale quarter mein 7.4% thi. If you look at the overall activity, duniya ki energy consumption jo bhi hai, Bharat ki energy consumption usse 3 guna zyada hai.
At least 70 people died after a boat carrying migrants capsized off the coast of Mauritania, according to a statement of Gambia's Foreign Affairs Ministry last night. The vessel, believed to have departed from Gambia and carrying around 150 passengers, mostly Gambians and Senegalese, sank early Wednesday. Only 16 survivors have been rescued so far, while 30 other remains missing and are feared dead. In US Open tennis tournament, Coco Gauff cruised into the fourth round with a commanding 6-3, 6-1 victory over Poland's Magdalena Frank at Flushing Meadows. The 21-year-old, already a two-time Grand Slam champion, raced to a 3-0 lead in the opening set before Frank fought back to level at 3-3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.